Welcome to Viva la Vulva, the podcast that explores and teaches about the goodness of the vulva. Here is your host, Dr. Kara Quant, an internal medicine doctor and advocate for female sexual health.
Hello, and welcome to the Viva la Vulva podcast. I am your host, Dr. Kara Quant, and I'd like to thank you for joining me today. It is a special day and a special episode, and we are going to be talking all about the Portal Priestess Mystery School with the founder, Sierra Sullivan, and the co-facilitator, Julie Avina. So I'd like to thank you ladies for joining me on the podcast today.
So good, you.
I wanted to start out with you guys, you ladies, introducing yourselves to the people of Viva la Vulva. Sierra, if you want to go first, just an introduction.
All right. Well, hello, Viva la Vulva community. Super stoked to be with you. Thank you, Kara, for having us. My name is Sierra Sullivan. I have been in women's empowerment for nearly two decades and in the realm of vulva empowerment for, gosh, I think we're going on 6 years now. We'll share a lot more in a bit, but my passion is to help women eradicate body shame and to really know the potency and power of the divine feminine, and especially when it comes to the genitalia area, whatever we want to call it. And I also dedicate my life to empowering relationships as well. I have another business that has been my heart and soul. So it's really empowering women to live fully and empowered, and then to empower us to be in great relationships and serve the world in that way.
I love it. And I do want to say that Sierra and I have collaborated in many instances. She has been on the podcast a few times before. Mm-hmm. We talked about Amrita. We talked about you being the Pussy Oracle and my reading with you. So, and you've also been a part of the Viva la Vulva panel back in 2018. Mm-hmm. So we have collaborated, and I'm so grateful for you, Sierra.
Oh, thank you. Yay.
And next, I want to introduce Julie Avina, who is the co-facilitator of the Mystery School. So, Julie, if you want to introduce yourself to the Viva la Vulva community.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Such a pleasure to be here. So I am a meditation teacher and intimacy coach with a side of medicine woman. I have a background in herbalism where I focused on women's reproductive health care. And later that path brought me more towards intimacy coaching and how to use meditation and pleasure together to empower women. My latest fascination has been combining sacred plant medicines with pleasure practices and rituals on the side. But my most fascinating collaboration is here with Sierra Sullivan at the Portal Priestess Mystery School, where we get to bridge the woman's work around sexuality with spirituality that we're all going to explain to you in a moment here on the podcast.
Yes. Thank you. Let's just dive into it. So this Portal Priestess Mystery School, what is it? How did you come up with the idea? How did you guys decide to collaborate together? Give us a little bit more information.
Should I begin and pass it to you, Julie? Awesome. Well, it started out with a divine ordination that I got received in 2016 from Pussy herself, it feels like, the great spirit of the divine feminine. And it showed me that in order to really empower a woman, you couldn't leave out our sacred portals. It's just not possible. And I had been doing that for many years prior and having great results, but I was shown very clearly in a very powerful sacred ceremony that the vulva is a place where it holds a lot of shame and a lot of power and a lot of pleasure and a lot of potentiality and so on and so forth. So I became initiated into this work at that time. I didn't really know what I was being initiated into. I just knew that the transformation that occurred when women got to look at their vulvas, their pussies, their flowers, in a way that could tell a story, that was life-changing, and it, like, the ability to love themselves was like a flip of the switch versus all these other ways and tools that I had been guiding them in. So I was like, okay, this is my mission now. I don't know what it's going to look like. But over the next year, when I kept saying yes, all of this magical energy started unfolding. I started being shown things that I didn't study, I didn't know anything about, that just kept showing up in my path, showing me I was on the right path. And eventually, as I became aware that what I was seeing in women's vulvas in this sacred rite and ritual that I was initiated in was actually messages, symbols, stories, purpose. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm being shown what is now referring to as the art of pussyology. And that is something. And I didn't know anywhere else in the world that this was being offered or taught. Turns out it is an ancient practice and history I've learned since, but it's still, I haven't found any other schools that dedicate to the level that we do. So that was my initiation. And then eventually I became super clear that even though I was holding women in these rites and rituals and giving them pussyology readings, that the thing that was most potent was, what do you do with these symbols? How do you take what is shown to you in your pussy and then actually apply it? And so then I realized, well, the power of sisterhood and a container of sisterhood is really the place where the proverbial rubber can meet the road, and you can actually learn more, grow more, activate more of these yoni codes. And so it became clear that I needed to wrap a sisterhood container around it, which then led to the creation of the Mystery School specifically. And really, Julie came along, and she'll share probably a little bit in her own story, but she came along when I was doing a demonstration of this work through the other organization I mentioned that I lead for couples, and really resonated deeply because of her history and her background and her, her passions. And so very quickly, she said yes to the first initiation program that I led, wanting to train other women in this art, because I didn't want to just be the one and only pussy oracle. That's a lot of pussies to read over time. And I want as many women as possible to have this, experience and hone their own gifts. And so Julie said yes. And through that initiation of her, she very quickly said, hey, I love what you're up to. I want to be a part of this. And so we started co-creating. And I'm so very grateful for the sisterhood and the partnership and the gifts that, Julie, you bring into the school and what we've been able to create through this partnership together.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Julie, did you want to add anything else about, the creation of the Mystery School?
Yeah, well, so imagine this. Me and my husband are going to this couples retreat, right? And you're spending the weekend with all these couples, and it's time for the women's work and the men's work, right? We split and go into our sacred circles with the woman. I'm like, yeah, I love woman's work. I've been sitting with girls in circles since I was on the playground as a little girl, And so I've been around the block, right, with woman's work. So I walk into this woman's group, and lo and behold, Sierra's guiding us through a pussy oracle reading. And one of the women in the community was so brave and so honoring to all of us in this ritual setting, live in person, where she allowed all of us to gaze at her vulva in a ritual setting where it was so safe and so sacred and so honoring to her. And coming from the sacred sexuality world, where I am comfortable being in a room, around exposed genitals and, working with pleasure practices with people in a public setting, this was unlike anything I'd ever experienced, because it wasn't about sexuality in any way, shape, or form. It was about women, sisters being together to honor this woman and really just look and go in deeper into, wow, okay, this isn't just a pleasure organ or a sexual organ, right? Like, this is something very sacred. And, it stirred up. I remember that ritual, Sierra, because it stirred up some feathers. Some women were really uncomfortable and left. Other women got really giddy and excited. Like, there's so much energy in the room that happens during a portal oracle reading. So since then, as Sierra said in her story, I jumped on board when she started doing her first group program. I mean, it was a resounding, I could not put the button fast enough to say yes to, seeing what this pussy oracle had in store. And very quickly after I witnessed the power of this ritual and how it can be a bridge between my work with, you know, meditation and ritual and helping women and couples in their sexual relations, it was something I had never experienced before. And something deep inside this calling to, you know, help the world is how it felt. It felt like this deep soul calling that this is a path to truly help women heal, to connect humanity, and to heal the planet. I mean, we're talking big. So that's kind of our backstory of how we came to being. I mean, to me, it was something that my soul could not deny. And I was so ecstatic to just help Sierra bring this out into the world.
Yes. I feel the shift happening in the world. Like I do, I truly feel the shift of the movement of feminine power, feminine divinity, women owning their own sexuality or just the power that they have. So I really do feel like there is a shift happening in the world with the women in Iran, with the women in the US, with the women in just many different places. So I feel like the mystery school, the Portal Priestess Mystery School it's happening in divine timing. I believe that.
Yes.
Yes. And actually, Sierra, you brought up the point of the Pantone color of the year 2023 being Viva Magenta.
Yeah. So good, right?
Yeah. I just think it's just aligning. Everything is in alignment. So I love it. If you guys have not seen the color, definitely look up Pantone 2023 Viva Magenta. And it's such a beautiful color.
Oh my gosh. I just want to add too, I don't know if you saw this. I should have sent it to you. Just the other day, last week or a couple of days ago, there was literally a cloud over Turkey that was magenta and it was shaped like a vulva. So it's like, even these things are appearing in the sky right now. It's pretty
Turkey
big.
Got pussy flash.
Yeah, Turkey got pushy's pussy flash.
Man, yes, I do believe that. And I want to look that up. I definitely want to look that up. So let's go into the mission. Like, why is it called the, you know, what is the mission of the Portal Priestess Mystery School? What is the reason why it's called the Mystery School? Like, what is the mystery behind it?
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery, right?
Yeah, I'll share the mystery and Julie, I'll let you share the mission. The mystery really is because one, we're unearthing something that isn't really well known or well documented. And yet it's every time we pull up a woman's vulva on the screen, we and have other women read it, because now we've trained portal priestesses and we'll talk a little bit more about that. We're delighted and surprised by what that information not just gives to the woman and to us, but to the school itself. And each step of the way has been like an unveiling of mysteries of how does this art of physiology want to be in the world? What container does it want to be in? What kind of structures should it serve? How can we serve more women? What does it want us to know? Typically, when I start any sort of business endeavor, I'm in the structures, I'm in the masculine. I know, okay, set up the funnel, do it this way. And Pussy has schooled me. It's like, no, you will not do this the traditional way, which is probably going to jump ahead in your questions, been some of the challenges we've faced, because everything from websites not working well to systems melting down to paperwork being kicked back in the system. There's truly a listening that we have needed to be humble servants to, in which for this message and mission and sacred art to come through in this day and age. And so to us, it always is a mystery. Everything about it is a mystery. And to pretend to know what Pussy wants, or that we even know, you know, we know what we know only until it shows us differently. And so it is an ever evolving mystery for us, mystery for the women, mystery for where we want to go, and mysteries for, more importantly, what codes and symbols and messages are getting revealed with each and every yoni that we have the blessed gift to witness and to hold space for and to decode the messages. It's just, we don't know what we don't know. And we can't even pretend to know. It feels like the feminine wants to just let us be, again, humble servants of, of the sacred vulva. And then that which she wants.
Yeah.
So.
And Julie, what, who is this program for? You know, like, who is it for? Anyone? Is it for, who is it for?
So our mission is to initiate 1 million vulva havers around the world, hopefully within Sierra's in my lifetime. And so who can attend is anyone who has a vulva. It is focused around the female anatomy through the art of pussyology, which is this practice and ritual where we gaze at a woman's vulva and read these codes and signs. But the reason why this is, I consider this like a activism project in a sense, because it can create such radical change in humanity, in society, in religions, in cultures, in families, and of course within the individual person. Because when we can eradicate shame around our bodies, especially the part of our body that is so sacred, where we are born through, right? Where life comes through, where pleasure is coming through, that when we can let go of those layers of shame and self-judgment, women can become empowered. So part of this practice also is empowering women into their intuitive powers, but not so much intuition up here. I'm going to channel angels and fairies. It's a deep, earthly, embodied type of intuition that's rooted down in the vulva, connected to the earth. A lot of our practices in the mystery school is connected to nature, going out into nature, seeing the divine feminine, seeing images of vulva in rocks and trees and clouds and flowers. And that, again, is part of this revolution that I feel humanity so needs to get away from, as technology is just taking us on this quantum speed leap into this whole other dimension, to remember our humanness. And to remember the gentle power of loving our bodies, loving ourselves, tuning back into nature and the power of our intuition, let it be if you're a businesswoman or a mother or a change maker or just, a best friend, that there's so much influence and power in that. So that's truly our mission, is this higher, we truly believe, and again, it's, you can't really get it until you attend temple and attend this ritual to see what it does for not only the individual, but also how women relate to each other.
Hmm. Yes. Yeah. And I will share my experience of going to the Portal Priestess Temple just recently in a bit, but I do see the power of hearing and experiencing others' stories and being in a community with other women, other vulva owners, and know that we are more the same, more similar than different. So I do, yes, I now understand going to the temple some of what you guys offer, what you ladies offer. Mm-hmm. I lost my train of thought. Let's move on to the. I
was gonna ask the portal does that sometimes.
It does, yes. Nature, and actually, yes, Sierra. So you introduced me to vulvas in nature, and now I see them everywhere. And yeah. I, take pictures, and we actually were collaborating when I was in Maui, and I was like, they're everywhere on this island. I mean, but they're everywhere in nature, but I do see the power that I feel when I see vulvas in different places, in trees and flowers and what have you, like everywhere. Yeah.
Fruits, rocks, everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We actually just went to Turks and Caicos, and they have this shell called the Queen Conch, the Queen Ooh. Conch, and it is a mm-hmm. huge shell. And I was like, it looks very pussy-like.
Oh yeah, and we see a lot of those symbols in the divine design itself. A lot of times, you see a lot of shells, especially the conch shells. Yeah.
So I want you guys to share some stories from women who have participated in the Portal Priestess Mystery School and how it has impacted their lives.
Yeah, we've actually been creating some testimonials and we're putting more of those videos out, because the one thing that it has the power, and it pretty much every time we step into a temple of the sacred portal with women, we call it alchemy, because we show the video, The Secrets of the Yoniverse, which women can get for free. And I'm sure we'll share the link at the end of this. So we share The Secrets of the Yoniverse, which awakens women to what we're just talking about, the power of the divine design of pussy in nature. And then we activate them by showing them real pictures of pussy, which most of us haven't seen in a way that is sacred. A lot of times the pictures we'll see of pussy, if we're seeing them at all, tends to be in a pornographic way or in an anatomical way, or just, you know, doing our own yoni gazing, if women are even brave enough to do that. And I know for me, the curiosity, but I wasn't like, hey, let me check out my pussy, for years and years and years. It was just like, ugh, yuck, I don't need to see it. Just like deal with it, you know, and I've obviously come a long way. But the alchemical thing that happens, the alchemy that happens rather, is when you can see yourself in nature and really see yourself, any judgment, any patriarchal conditioning, anything that you've taken on, a belief system about your body, particularly that part of your body, dissolves and you become in awe, right? We can't deny that nature is awe-inspiring. It doesn't matter if you live in the city and, you know, as soon as you go to the park, you're just like, wow, the birds, the trees, the flowers, the smells, the whatever. Well, we are no different. And when we can take that process and juxtapose the design of a pussy right after we've been so enamored by all of these nature shots, it changes a woman. So that's like one of the ways that women walk away of going, wow, I never knew how beautiful I am. And how can I deny the beauty of myself? It would be denying the beauty of nature. And I'm not going to deny the beauty of nature because it's clearly beautiful. So it just immediately just like shifts that. And then secondly, when a woman is the pussy of honor, one woman gets to be the pussy of honor in each of our Temple of the Sacred Portals. To see a woman be so courageous to show herself, and then to watch what happens when the portal priestesses get to do the reading. And then the way that also validates a woman, helps her move through her own shame, gets her connected to some truth. Because the symbols that come through oftentimes have significant meaning to the woman. We don't know what the meanings will be. We just know what we see and we just share what we see. And then the woman can say, wow, you know, that actually, you know, one time, just real quick, I had a woman that I kept saying, this is a weird thing. I don't know what, but it's this thing. She's like, is that the Statue of Liberty? And I'm like, oh yeah, I am. I'm seeing the Statue of Liberty. I'm like, well, what does that mean? And she had a whole significance around the Statue of Liberty. Right. And so to know that your path and your life experience and some of the things that you've been tracking, and maybe some, you know, tarot cards or oracle cards that pop up regularly, or some symbols that you've aligned with, or some places in nature you love to go, show up in your, or even like dance moves or, you know, practices show up in your pussy. You're like, oh, okay. It just helps a woman not just eradicate shame, but like anchor in and deepen who she knows herself to be. And if she's confused about that, it helps give her some guidance on, you know, where to keep going or where to focus her attention.
Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I want to give a little bit of background about my experience in the temple. It was a week or week and a half ago that I was invited to participate. And I think overall, it was a great and fascinating and deeply sacred experience that I had. I've done, you know, work with you, Sierra, and it still felt different, especially being amongst other women. And when you show the Secrets of the Yoniverse, which is a video, maybe like, what, eight minutes long, I feel like I've seen it a few times. And every time that I see it, I pick up something different from it. But these like nature vulvas and how it transitioned to, you know, real vulvas is, it really is a powerful portrayal. It's a powerful image that we see. And Julie had the honor of inviting everyone and kind of setting the intention of the temple, which I thought that was beautiful. And so like I enjoyed myself and would definitely want to continue going back. And inviting other people to do so as well. And there was a moment where we split off into groups. And so we were partnered with someone else and we shared our experience about our relationship with our vulva, our pussy. And, you know, I'm okay with sharing, but what I shared was, you know, my relationship has definitely changed over the years in such a positive way, from my periods not being as heavy and not being as disruptive as they once were, having a better relationship with my periods and that time of the month, to my relationship around pleasure, and allowing for more pleasure in my pussy and my yoni. And so I shared that, and, you know, the other woman shared her experience, and I feel like it was a connection. It was an understanding that we had similar stories, even though they were different, but they were, it still felt like underlying that there was it was a similar story or set of stories that we had. So it was a beautiful experience. And I definitely recommend people to join, to get more information, to participate in this monthly gathering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'd love to add to that you were talking about how we connect with women in a new way through this experience. And what we've found is that through this ritual of the deep vulnerability of just sitting there and looking at another woman's most sacred private parts, it melts down any sort of those, you know, sister wounds of competition, comparison, right? Jealousy, the things that are kind of ingrained, I think, in Western woman culture, all of that fades away because there's no way that you could say anything wrong about a woman who is so bravely showing her most intimate part. And what we see often with what we call the pussy of honor is the woman who is the brave and lucky soul that gets to actually be the vulva, you know, of honor during the ritual that we all get to gaze upon. And what we often see is a woman will tell her story before she, before we actually do the pussyology reading. And we will ask her, okay, is there anything else you want us to know before we start? And usually the woman will go into some sort of guilt and shame, some shame around her pussy. Well, you know, I had some sexual abuse in my past, and I think, you know, my pussy looks weird, or, oh, I had this medical thing, or one labia is wrong. Like, there's always something that will come up being like that filter right before we see this beautiful vulva. Like, we'll put out there in the front, oh, but, you know, this isn't right. But what happens is, and again, usually people can raise their hand being like, I totally feel that way too, right? There's a group relation of that shame. But then as soon as the vulva is shown, And we do this virtually now. So it's actually done in an exclusive tight container, but you actually get to see the vulva on a screen. When that vulva is revealed, like everyone else is like, that is the most beautiful thing I have ever seen. And, you know, it's like girls just get gaga over, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. And I see this and I see that and da-da-da, da-da-da. And the energy just gets up and up and up and up. And by the end, whatever story that Pussy of Honor had around, oh, this looks weird or that looks weird, or, you know, my labia is twisted in this weird way, she's like, holy shit, that's the, you know, that's the great sacred white owl over there in my left labia. And it's telling me that I need to use the left channel of my body, my feminine channel, to share my wisdom with the world and go deep into, you know, oh, this dream work that I'm doing, whatever her story is. Like, it's totally. It's mind-blowing because the symbols we see end up talking about her soul purpose, her destiny, paths on how to heal, you know, answers in stepping stones if, you know, say a woman is looking for a partner or a new home. Like, these symbols and codes are like these breadcrumbs along the way. And we don't even usually know who this woman is. Like, we just get name, this is my intention, and that's it. We actually love doing readings when we don't know her. But there's just this camaraderie of sisterhood that happens. So when we talk about our initiates and how to get initiated into the temple and how we have this, you know, calling to initiate 1 million women around the world, the initiation comes through the witnessing, coming to one of these ceremonies and actually witnessing the ritual and seeing another woman's vulva in this way. You see yourself and something shifts, not only in the way you see your own body, but in the way that you would relate to a woman. It's truly remarkable and profound. And we are ecstatic to share it with as many vulva havers that are courageous enough to look to join us.
Yes. And I want to kind of piggyback on what you were saying. The imperfections that we feel we have in our vulva are actually codes. It sounds like they're actually symbols and things that and information that we can get. So rather than being ashamed about it and, you know, like, this is imperfect, really, what am I trying to say?
It helps heal. It helps you see it from a new lens. It literally alchemy again. You know, what once seemed like a flaw is now a superpower.
Yeah. Yes. And you know, even when I had my reading with Sierra, I feel like, you know, that I have a better relationship with my vulva. So I love her. But I didn't know that there was so much information. I didn't know about pussyology. I just heard Pussy Oracle and I was like, oh my God, yes, let's do it. Let me have a reading. I would love that. And it sounds like during the school, you're teaching women not only about their pussies and yonis, but also teaching them to become pussy oracles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Any woman could come to a temple out of curiosity just to have the experience. And then if they want to take it to the next level, they can join our initiation program, which then not only trains them how to be a portal priestess and eventually an oracle, which they could even, if they wanted to bring this into their own work, say there, and we have some oracles in training who already have a body of work, and this is a great, you know, addendum to their work. They can either just come for the initiation just to have their own, you know, group reading and learn to hone their skills and become more pussy friendly with themselves, as well as really, you know, deepen sister bonds and everything else. But should they want to go on, we have the next levels. They could become portal priestess apprentices, and then they hold the next group and learn to hone their skills with reading. And then from there, once they run an apprenticeship with us, then they can go into oracle apprenticing, and then they would eventually be able to hold their own readings and groups and things like that. So it's, you know, whatever level feels aligned. So it really is something for every woman at any path. even in the beginning path, even if they're like, I don't know if I'd even go to a temple, but we can send them the free offering, the Love Your Yoni mini course. Cause it's like, okay, like, you can just dip your toe in and just get, you know, get the secrets of the universe, do it in your own time, in your own container, or come to a temple and then see what activates in you.
Yes. And what I also wanted to say, and it, what, it was reminded of when you were talking, Julie, but patients come in on a regular basis and, you know, having some type of vaginal infection or pain or vaginal lesion or what have you. And the first thing many times that they say is, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't shave, or I'm sorry, I didn't, you know, like, I didn't shower, or I didn't. And it's like, that is okay. You know, like, yeah. It is okay. But I feel like there's oftentimes women who are just so ashamed about it not being presented in a certain way and in a fashion that they, yeah, in a certain way.
Well, maybe let me share a quick story on that. That in the temple, we actually love and encourage body hair. For example, if she does have some body hair left, pubic hair, we actually like to see it. And I remember one pussy of honor we had during one of our readings that had this beautiful, you know, bush in a V shape. And I believe, if I recall correctly, again, it was that story. Oh, gosh, sorry, I didn't shave. But you know what I saw in her beautiful pubic hair? It was the River Nile going down through the Fertile Crescent to this pyramid at the bottom of her perineum. I'm like, girl, you are like literally the Fertile Valley. Mm-hmm. And what's amazing is like, I intuitively thought, I'm like, this is the River Nile, but I, you know, I don't really know what it looks like. I pulled out a Google Map image of the River Nile and then put, like, held it right up to next to her vulva. And it was literally the same exact image, her pubic hair, the way her lips, beautiful lips were, the way that, you know, the folds and the perineum lay down at the bottom. She had the perfect like image of this Egyptian symbology.
It's so amazing.
Come as you are, because there's so much magic and mystery. Yeah. In every shape and size, every day of the week, you know, pussy is always changing. So even for you, Kara, like, you had your reading done. Well, you might do that reading an hour later, a week later, a year later. Your pussy is going to have something very different to say the next day.
Mm, I love that. I love that. Wanted to ask another question about the challenges. So, you know, Sierra, I know you were talking a little bit about it earlier, but like, are there any other challenges that you face with the Portal Priestess Mystery School, and how have you overcome them?
I'll say one, and Julie, you can jump in if I missed any. You know, if you want to add anything. You know, as I mentioned, the spirit of the divine feminine, the mother codes that we're tracking here, divine mothers. I like to consider the sacred portal, our vulvas, our yonis, the OG stargate, because as Julie mentioned, all life, you know, the design of humans is that this is where babies are birthed through, whether they are or not, you know, and modern science has other interventions, but that is the place where humans, that is the gateway through which a body from soul or spirit or unmatter becomes matter and then enters this earth. And you better believe that that's going to have some stories and some messages and some wisdom for us to really pay attention to. You know, if we were portal hopping in the universe, we might want to take a look at the symbols of the Stargate and just go, right, it would tell us a little something about who's hopping in from where and you know, and maybe where they came from and what's the origins. And there's, you know, it's a little bit more esoteric, but there is something to that. And so the point being on that is it's tricky because it has a potency and a power that is almost like it's of this world, but not of this world. And so when it comes to actually putting it into form, putting it on into a business form, putting it into a Zoom room, we've had internet challenges. Things have literally gone so awry. And I've wanted to just, pull my hair out and going, how is this possible? I'm like, you're about to launch this new temple and then boom, everything crashes. Right. And I found that if I'm not, again, back to the word humble, in humble service to what this mission has for me. I have my ideas. We have our ideas. We have our mission. We want to, train all these portal priestesses and eradicate pussy shame and all these other things and create magic on this planet through looking deeply at these codes. But if I'm not in full service to this mission, if we shy away or think we know better, we get schooled. So how we've overcome that is, we've been patient. We've had to stop and rethink our business models. And one of the things that we're really clear on, even though there are, there are moments where the energetic does allow us to create traditional marketing funnels and whatnot, but we have to do it very carefully and we can't do it too fast. Like pussy doesn't want to be rushed and pussy doesn't want to be pimped out and pussy, it's like a lot of things. And so we've had to slow our roll and do it in slow time and also be patient, really allow it to unfold. And through that, what we've discovered is that this really wants to be a sister to sister word of mouth endeavor. Yes, we could get the other things. We couldn't even if we try to do a whole bunch of big launch out there, even if the energetic of pussy allowed us to create the systems, the word blockers, the way people get shut down, the sexological body work and all these people get shut down on Instagram. There's only so far we can go without being flagged by the system itself. Even though a lot has changed, a lot has also gotten worse. It's weird. So we couldn't do a mass marketing endeavor if we tried. The systems as it is would not let us, and the energetics as it is would not let us. So we have lovingly surrendered to the fact that this is going to be shared woman to woman, just like back in the day before all this technology existed. Technology is our friend. It can support it. And it really is served by women having the deep experience that they have, sharing it with other women, inviting us on podcasts such as this, inviting us into retreats where we can add, value to an already existing women's gathering or whatnot. And that truly is, we believe, the best route and has proven to be the most fruitful and grounded and supportive route for this mission to thrive.
Yes. So go slow and
pay attention.
Because I can definitely tell you the pussy does not like to be rushed. Right. In my own personal experience.
Exactly. I think we can all relate to that.
If I may, I'll add one other piece that's actually been a blessing for us. I'm sure with a lot of workshop leaders and educators and facilitators who are used to working in person when the pandemic happened, the world changed and everyone went inward and into Zoom. And transitioning what originally was a live experience that Sierra would facilitate, right, or a one-on-one experience, when we transitioned the temple to a virtual temple, it up-leveled the pussyology game in so many ways. One, obviously, we get to reach more women around the world. We're not limited to the location. But when we took the temple away from like in person, you're trying to kind of get close and might be a little awkward getting close to a woman's anatomy like that. We actually will have a woman do a photo taking ritual. It's a sacred ritual where she takes pictures of her vulva in different states of, not so much arousal, but just different states of awakening.
Opening.
Yeah. And then that photo is actually put up through a long ritual, as you experience, where we create a big field of safety and comfort before we would ever reveal a vulva on screen. We would eventually actually put the photo of the vulva up on the screen. And the wonderful thing about this new technology that we're using is that we can zoom in. And so you actually get to see, like, wow, you can zoom in and be like, oh, yeah, there's, mm-hmm. I can see a wizard with a little cap, you know, pointing, you know, its wizard wand over at the mushroom over there. And, you know, it's just fascinating how technology has actually brought us even closer to the art of pussyology and what's capable. So I'm really celebrating that and looking forward to now, when as we get more initiates and we have more of a following around the world, that we can actually do our live events, do our retreats and our women's work together, back like in the days of going into the red tent and going into the caves and going into those safe, sacred, nurturing spaces where it's just women to nurture and support each other. You know, that's what Sierra and I are creating, and all of our Portal Priestess apprentices and oracles and training that are part of our team and part of our community that we create in a virtual setting. And I don't know if you experienced that, Kara, but you know, that really is our intention, is for each and every woman to feel safe, connected, seen, and heard in our sacred circles.
Yeah, no, I felt that. I definitely felt safe. I definitely felt seen. And, you know, I had a conversation when we did the breakout session, sharing my experience, you know, my relationship with my vulva. So all of those things applied. Yeah. And what I am, what I'm curious about is, have you been approached by allies, men, transgender women, transgender men, to be involved in or a part of the mystery school?
In the beginning, I remember I was sharing in the early days, I was attempting to find a partner with Sex Positive LA. I was looking for some support and promotion early on. And the woman I was talking to happened to be a transgender woman who had not gone through bottom surgery. And it was interesting because what she said was there's a lot of shame that she has around what she feels is her pussy. But yet, and anatomically, it is not yet or designed at all, it's still designed, you know, in what we would consider male genitalia. And I thought, wow, now that is something. And how would we serve that market? And I don't have the answer to that yet, because what we have, I do have one answer. I'll come back to that in a second. What we're mostly 99.9% in service to right now is a woman or you know, even if it's a transgender male who still has the anatomy of a vulva and wants to come and be empowered, they would be welcome for sure. That probably a small percentage, because they're really identifying with wanting to hold, right? But I don't know. And then there's, you know, so many non-binary. So I'm not sure. We would welcome the experience. And I'll say, if a woman who still had a male anatomy showed up for temple, we could probably treat it in the same way, because I have practiced on my husband, and I did know that there is, you could still have penisology or cockology. I don't know what you would call it, but there are the same way of viewing, and what we see would apply. It would just have a different flavor. Mm-hmm. And while that's not our focus, we're really experts in what we're experts on, and we happen to be more experts on women and, you know, women or, you know, vulva havers. That's really our expertise and our initiatory focus. You know, I'm up for the challenge, and we would have to experiment and see. And we haven't had a lot of it. We've been so clear, I think, in what we're about, that it hasn't really hit that market, or that market hasn't, you know, said come. However, though, I was going to bring a temple to a virtual workshop, like an online festival, and I was actually denied teaching because I was referring to the anatomy as she in my marketing copy, and they were not interested in having me because of that. And there was maybe some other things. I wasn't as educated or understanding how to, and I wasn't ready to change what we were doing to meet that. And so I was like, okay, that, you know, so who knows? The mystery of that is a mystery at this time. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for answering that. And well, that moves into what is the future of the Portal Priestess Mystery School? What do you both envision for this program initiation?
Julie, you want to go?
Sure. Yeah, as Sierra said, you know, we're really passionate right now about collaboration and finding other communities where we can share this work and help initiate, again, a million women around the world, vulva havers around the world, to be able to see in a new way this practice. I think in the long run, Sierra and I are both aligned that we would love to see this turn into a nonprofit organization or a real ministry, something that will be a legacy way beyond Sierra and I. You know, if the Portal Priestess Mystery School is to succeed in the future, that, you know, our names wouldn't even be a part of it. It would be a movement and people would know, oh, Portal Priestess, Portal Oracle, Pussyology. Like, we want Pussyology to be the worldwide name. We want, you know, granddaughters and generations to be able to be carrying this work on. You know, we would love to be able to see, you know, like the red tent in these woman nurturing spaces, sacred spaces, be able to integrate this as a practice while we are also being protective of the practice in the art, which is why it is a mystery school, why we're very serious about the training. Because without trauma awareness, which we hold a lot of in how we hold the sacred space, you know, it could potentially be re-triggering to a woman who may have some sexual trauma or reproductive trauma. So we're very protective around that, which is why we're serious about our trainings and making sure women are truly held all the way through in this art. But really, in the big picture, we would love it to be a household name and part of, you know, sacred communities, women's communities. You know, a doctor like yourself would be able to be like, gosh, you know, your daughter's going through a rites of passage. Have you considered, you know, gifting her a Pussyology reading? Like, it would be something normalized and not something shamed. Mm. Do you have anything to add, Sierra?
I love that, Julie. So well said. One of our Portal Oracles in training is very passionate about the idea of bringing this to young women as a rite of passage and having mother-daughter ceremonies. Because if we could bring this to women when they're about to reach their, you know, menstruate or step into their sexual, you know, the time that they're getting sexually active, we could literally change the way the society, like everything from how they hold themselves sexually, because they know the divine nature of themselves. It's not just here's this reproductive organ that can, you know, it would help them empower their decision-making. It would help them have better language to communicate with their lovers, their future lovers. It would have them feel special versus shamed. It would literally change the whole face of society if we could hold that market. It's a bit tricky because underage and, you know, even just showing pussy, like we're still in a time where while this conversation is ripe for the picking and more of it's happening, we're still in a very interesting, it's almost like, I like to think of it like it's like the bad horror movie where at the end, like you think the bad guy's dead and then he does this final lunge. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's like this final lunge of this like outdated patriarchal control of women's bodies, especially particularly happening here in the United States, which who would have thought, like the land of the free, like what is happening here? But I do see in the next, you know, I think, you know, a couple of decades as the young people who are tired of the old ways are really in charge and we become more in charge, that will change. But I do see, as Julie said, this being a very natural, normal rite of passage, a very natural, normal gift, a very natural, normal conversation. And really, yeah, our mission is not just eradicate shame, but to change the landscape of the conversation when it comes to the female anatomy and how we relate to it, not just sexually, but sacredly. Mm. That's the word.
Yes. Well, I mean, I feel like, yeah, through doing the mystery school, a week and a half ago to our, you know, working together, Sierra, in the past. Like, I've already learned a lot about my body, learned a lot about the sacredness of my pussy through that interaction. You know, even though I've gone through medical school and residency, and there wasn't a lot of information about that, you know, as a young girl, as a teenager, I didn't get that information. So I would have loved to have something with my mom. I think that, yeah, that would have been a powerful interaction for sure.
Yeah.
That would have been powerful. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, we have had women through the mystery school actually share, again, we've mentioned The Secrets of the Universe, which is an 8-minute video, which is available in our free mini course. We've had women bring that and share it to their grandmas and to their moms and to their kids, and actually share it with their family and have that whole lineage, that generational lineage, start healing just by being in conversation around, you know, the stories that the families had around pussy and, you know, menarche and all of that. So there is so much available to be able to bring different generations to this. And I'll add, I shared it with my daughter one day. I was with Sierra at her home, and my daughter was in town, who's 21. And I shared the video with her. And it was, I was nervous. You know, I'm a sex coach, this and that. But like, I was nervous, like being like, okay, I'm going to like look at pictures of vulvas with my daughter, even though you would think I'm so comfortable with it. And what was so rewarding for me, you know, raising my daughter with pussy positive, you know, awareness and consciousness, and just the way I've chosen to raise her. After she watched the video, she's like, oh, mom, that was just beautiful. And I'm like, they're telling about pussy shame and this and that. She's like, I don't get it, mom. She's like, I was raised like being naked in the pond with my friends. Like, it wasn't a thing. She's like, I don't have shame around my pussy. And that, like, for me, who carried, had to heal so much of my own shame, my generational wounding, passing my mom, my grandma, to hear my own child actually say, no, I don't have any shame at all around looking at pussy. Like, that really landed deep for me in my heart.
Wow. Yeah. No, I'm sure. I'm sure. we're coming to the end, and I wanted to, or for you all to give the audience more information about how they can learn about the Portal Priestess Mystery School and become initiated. And if they want to go up the different, you know, the different, trainings, to be a pussy oracle. So if you can share some of that with us.
Yeah. Thank you so much. So the first step would be, if you just want to dip your toe in and get that free mini course that we've mentioned, you can visit portalpriestess.com/loveyouryoni. And that gets you the 3-module. You just sign up and it's delivered over the course of 3 days, and you can do it in your own time. And that also includes the Secrets of the Universe video that we've been talking so much about. And that would invite you, if you choose, to join a private Facebook group to connect on your insights and whatnot. That's a great place to start. And then you can also, we have almost monthly, we're planning on monthly, but we've been adjusting slightly. But we have this Temple of the Sacred Portal events, which again, typically happen every month. And the dates, we'll have more dates being listed on our website soon. But again, you can go to portalpriestess.com/temple. And that can tell you all about that. And that's a 3-hour virtual experience on a Sunday. Check that out. And then if you're interested, I mean, come to that. That's really, again, a great place to just step into the temple, have a physical experience, meet some of the other portal priestesses, and understand our mission more. And then we do have our next initiation training coming up in the spring. It's beginning at the end of April. So you can learn information. I'll give you that link too. But again, best thing to do is go to the temple, experience it. We'll tell you more about it. But if you go to portalpriestess.com right now, we are in the process of totally rebuilding our website. So depending on when you're listening to this and checking out these links. PortalPriestess.com may just be our website, but either way, you'll be able to find the initiation link. So those are three spots to check out.
Cool. Well, thank you, ladies, Sarah Sullivan, Julia Vina, for joining today and talking all about the Portal Priestess Mystery School. Thank you.
Oh, such an honor. What a great cohesive conversation we got to have today. Thank you for your work in the world, Viva La Volva, and all that you're bringing into light and the work that you've done on yourself, Kara, and all the things that you're bringing. I know you've got things coming up, so let's Viva La Volva together.
Yes, and thank you out there for joining today on the Viva La Volva podcast. I am your host, Dr. Kara Quant. If you enjoy the podcast, subscribe, let friends and family know about it. And that is all. Bye.